The first hearings, held in February in Albany, featured harrowing accounts from several women and men who detailed harassment by former senators and assembly members. Rita Passerell, who testified then, was sexually harassed by former Assemblyman Vito Lopez. The assembly eventually paid Passerell and another woman a settlement. She says she was also coerced into signing a nondisclosure agreement. And she says weak laws on sexual harassment at the time gave more power to assembly leadership than to the victims.
Under the current law, much of what I experienced and other people in the office would not have legally been considered sexual harassment, and that is wrong.
Passerell is a member of the Sexual Harassment Working Group. It's made up of former legislative staffers who experienced harassment. They're now helping write the new bills to update New York's laws. The measures would strengthen victims' rights in nondisclosure agreements and not allow any contracts that prohibit the victim from filing an official complaint or cooperating with an investigation. The survivors say the current standard for defining harassment is inadequate. A 1986 law says that harassment needs to be severe and pervasive before a victim can seek recourse. Assemblymember Arabella Samota says that leaves a gaping loophole for many behaviors that might have been acceptable more than 30 years ago, but are not appropriate in 2019.
The truth is that some employers have gotten away with murder, pulling bra straps, rubbing lubricant on people's arms, or suggesting that somebody gets breast implants has not been considered offensive behavior. This is crazy.
Samotas is the sponsor of an anti-sexual harassment bill in the assembly that ends the severe and pervasive standard. It also, among other things, extends the statute of limitations to file a sexual harassment complaint from 1 year to 3 years. She says it often takes survivors much longer than a year to come to grips with the trauma associated with the harassment and to bring forward a complaint. Senator Alessandra Biaggi is sponsoring several of the bills in the Senate. She says the current laws compromise the safety of women, LGBTQ, and racial minorities in the workplace.
These are the types of behaviors that has made the individuals who come to work here every day less safe. These are the types of behaviors that have allowed for the legislators in this body to be above the law and below the radar, and we are here to say no more.
Assemblywoman Samota says the bills also include provisions for employers to pay punitive damages when there's sexual harassment in their workplace and a requirement that they pay the victim's legal fees.
Only then will employers take harassment seriously and not consider it just a nuisance or a cost of doing business.
Finally, the survivors and the lawmakers want to approve a constitutional amendment to end discrimination based on gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity and expression. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration rewrote the state's sexual harassment laws in October 2018. But the sponsors of the new bills and the survivors say they don't go far enough, and there was little public input into the changes. No public hearings were held, and a 14-day public comment period was held in late August. Cuomo has said he's open to revising the laws. Supporters hope some of their measures can be approved before the legislature ends its session later in June. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.